We start today with the latest on the Trump administration's threats to cut federal funding to K-12 schools. That is, if those schools don't agree to eliminate all DEI programs. Late last week, three federal judges in three separate cases made clear that the administration has work to do to convince the courts these anti-DEI efforts are legal. For more, we're joined by NPR's Corey Turner. Hi there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Corey, what exactly is the Trump administration telling schools they've got to stop doing?
Yeah, so in mid-February, the Education Department warned colleges and K-12 schools that they need to stop all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and teaching that it considers discriminatory. It's essentially trying to use federal civil rights law and the Supreme Court's 2023 affirmative action ruling to say that schools are talking about race too much and in ways that discriminates against some students. For example, the department says schools have, quote, toxically indoctrinated students with the false premise that the U.S. is built upon systemic and structural racism. The administration even created a website, Juana, for parents to report, quote, indoctrination in schools. And then finally this month, the department told districts they now have to certify in writing that they're not doing any of this or risk losing their federal funding. A bunch of lawsuits have now been filed, including by the nation's two big teachers unions and the NAACP.
And I understand, Corey, that we now have the first round of rulings in those cases. So tell us, what did these federal judges have to say?
Yeah, that's right. The judges who are based in Maryland, New Hampshire, and Washington, D.C., agreed late last week to block, to a certain extent, the administration's funding threats for now. One of the judges, this is an Obama appointee. The other two are Trump appointees. And one critique they made is that the administration is telling schools to stop all DEI programs and teaching without clearly defining what DEI is, and that this vagueness is leading schools and teachers to self-censor out of fear. I talked to Blake Height. He's an associate at the Brumman Group law firm. They advise school districts on federal compliance. And he told me there's a real danger to this kind of vagueness.
It empowers the department to act in a way that is arbitrary and to choose who they're going to enforce again and who they're not going to.
And one of the New Hampshire ruling specifically warns that this use of vague laws to silence people is a hallmark of totalitarian regimes.
Corey, I want to ask, is it legal for the Trump administration or for any federal administration to tell states and to school districts what they can teach?
Technically, no. There are two separate federal laws on the books right now, have been for years, that clearly prohibit the department from exercising any control over curriculum or instruction. Now, the Trump administration is arguing that schools are discriminating against students in the classroom, and it must therefore enforce federal civil rights law. In their opinions, though, two of these three judges make pretty clear they don't seem to buy that argument. And here I should say the Education Department did not respond to an NPR request for comment. Legal questions aside, though, Juana, you know, this is super interesting because Trump has said repeatedly he wants to close the department and leave education to the states. But this anti-DEI move is using federal power to push states to make changes in local classrooms. It's still early, obviously, and many of the legal folks I spoke to say it is likely the Supreme Court's going to have to weigh in here.
NPR's Corey Turner, thank you.
You're welcome.